Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Senate Republican efforts to rewrite health care are underway. Senators yesterday narrowly approved opening debate on health care, but then last night defeated the first attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare. Another attempt is expected today. Many differences remain among Senate Republicans, and Democrats are refusing to cooperate with any effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act. We spoke with Senator Elizabeth Warren, who says she's ready to continue the fight.
This fight is not over, not by a long shot. We still have time to stop the Republicans from gutting Medicaid and taking away millions of Americans' health care and driving up costs on insurance, all so that the Republicans can deliver a tax break to the richest families and to insurance companies and to drug companies. If we make the voices of the people heard, then we stop the Republicans on this bill.
I'm wondering, realistically, what you think the chances might be of a compromise between Democrats who want to save Obamacare and conservative Republicans who want it gone. Aren't they zero, compromise zero?
So far, the Republicans have been behind locked doors. They haven't come in and said, you know, what can we talk about? What are the places that we could try to make delivery of health care better or more efficient or cheaper? Democrats have been pounding on the door saying, let us in. Let's talk about those things. Look, I've got one bill with Bernie Sanders that says, here's a way we could bring down the cost of prescription drugs, and we could do it right now. Another one with Al Franken. Here's a menu of things we could do to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. And that would be good right now. It would bring down the cost of insurance across this country. And yet the Republicans are just saying, no, we don't want to talk to you at all. We want to go behind locked doors. We want to engage in our own negotiations. And then we want to ram this thing through.
You think the Senate Republicans will find enough votes to pass whatever the plan is that comes forth, considering that even Senator McCain, who voted yes to advance repeal and replace, says he won't vote for the bill as it sits now? And Republicans have been divided for weeks on this. You fear that they're going to find the votes?
Look, of course I'm worried because of the impact of what it will mean to millions of Americans. But this is the moment. History will judge us for what happens in the United States Senate this week. This is the week that Republicans and Democrats will say in a pretty clear way whose side they stand on, who they really get out there and fight for, because we believe in a healthcare system that, sure, we could make it better and we should make it better. But we start by saying healthcare is a basic human right. And we're all in this one together, and we're trying to build a healthcare system that's affordable for all of us, that gives good outcomes for all of us, and that's available to all of us.
Question on a related topic. Democrats are out with their new economic plan this week called A Better Deal in an effort to regain some of the voters lost to Trump's populist rhetoric in the election last fall. Your New York colleague Chuck Schumer admits Democrats too often hesitated directly and unflinchingly from taking on the misguided policies that got us here. A quote from him: will this plan work? Will it reconnect the people to the Democratic Party?
Look, this is the fight I've been in since the first day I decided to run for the United States Senate. Whether or not Washington is just going to work for those at the top, or whether or not it's going to work for the rest of America. And I was proud to stand with my Democratic colleagues yesterday and to start to lay out some of the examples where, as Democrats, we're going to prove that we're willing to get into the tough fights, not on behalf of the rich and the powerful, but willing to get into the tough fights on behalf of working families. That's the right fight for us to have.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you for having me.